I'm down. I don't know why I'm feeling this way or that way or nothing. You know?
Right, no right. Thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were talking about, like, selfish fleshly sin.
No, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if we die in that sin, we're gone.
You're married to, even looking at a person the wrong way or anything, another male or anything, that's sin, just even that, too.
Right.
So, you know, my husband and I have been together for 20 years, so if that's a lot of pressure in the society, you know, being married.
Oh, it is. It's called your word, your commitment.
God's love is unconditional, no matter what.
Well, that's not true, though. I need to correct you if I could. God's love is conditional. It's conditional on our obedience to Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is that people, you know,
just over
stuff.
I'm
Jim.
This is Jim.
I don't like hearing the word divorce. I hate that word. My husband hates that word, too.
Right. She said they left a lot of the denominational. And
I just got done witnessing to a Lutheran man.
Okay, yep. And her and her husband have been reading the word and separating from a lot of what's
awesome.
Going on in there.
The key is, if I could add into this conversation, the key is Jesus Christ. He's the foundation. And if people say that they believe and they're following Jesus, they must submit their will to the Word of God and His ways and His commandments and His New Testament body and His ordinances. Most people want to believe on Jesus and then they go and follow their own way that fits into the lifestyle they like. But He gives us commandments, and I'm sure Sister Debbie was telling you, He commands us how to live, how to gather, how to worship, how to dress, how to talk, how to spend our money. We have the model all laid out. And if Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, and that's according to the Scriptures, and we can't go and find our own way.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, it was nice meeting you. Thank you for stopping. This was probably got appointed because...
Did you tell her about your sister's blog?
Yeah, I did. Because we didn't plan on being here.
Yeah.
We were kind of battling out at first here, but
we did have a little bit of a... We tested each other for
a
while.
That's good. There's reasoning, and there's we encourage you to test everything that we say. I'd love to hear from your husband.
Because I like it. I'm not sure if I'm learning and growing ever since.
Yeah, we have to become Bereans. We have to know the word as we know it. We must repent. We must start to obey it.
Yeah.
I just had to deal with that Lutheran man. He's telling me, you just believe and you're going to heaven. And I said, if you believe, you follow Christ, you obey Him, you must strip yourself down and follow after the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Most of America is deceived with a false Jesus that allows you to live in sin and your own man-made traditions. We must strip our lives down, our flesh down, everything to follow after, and that's our reasonable service.
Right, amen. Well, thank you for stopping. It was nice
talking.
Thank
you. Have a joyous day.